Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there, and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I know it's been a long time since you've heard from me, but I'm still on the road, I'm still busy, I'm still empowering people. I wanted to come to you today because I am excited about 2013. I don't know about you, but it's time for us to rekindle the flame in our lives. Yes. Rekindle the flame in your life. Many of you were on fire in 2012, and you were ready to do some things and to experience some things. And what happened? You know, you feel like you still have a little bit of that flame, but it has dwindled down so to where you really don't have much of a flame in 2013. Well, we want you to rekindle the fire in your life. I love the song by Alicia Keys, and she says, "This girl is on fire." Yes, I want to tell you today, this girl, Chris Meadows, is on fire. I want to tell you that Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International, a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. So excited as always. Listen, I just want to be honest with you. I have been off the air for about 9 months now, and there were some issues with my throat. I was not able to speak clearly. A lot of things were going on, didn't know what they were. But I'm well, I'm healed, and I'm ready to go. So all of you who have been asking about the show, sending me emails, wanted to know when it was going to come back on, we are back, and we are rekindling the flame. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. Rekindling the flame in your life. Can you believe it that it is almost the end of the first month of 2013? Can you believe it? You know, already many of us have broken resolutions or pledges, or some of us have been fasting, you know, on the Daniel fast or different fasting menus that you have had, trying to get or reconnect with yourself, and we've already broken those. And, you know, we just seem like we can't get the flame back, trying to reconnect with our purpose, trying to reconnect with our lives, with our drive. And I just want to know if the flame has diminished in your life since the beginning of the year. What are you doing to rekindle that flame? Many of you, I had people that I coach, and they tell me, they say, you know, Chris, you know, it's just not meant for me to prosper. It's just not meant for me to do this thing that I think that I have passion for. Well, I say to you, you have what you say. You cannot have a positive life with a negative mind. You have to change your mind. When you change your mind, you definitely change your life. And so I want to just talk to you and give you a little encouragement, a little empowerment today about rekindling the flame in your life. You've got to take time to reassess yourself and to look at yourself. I just want to give you a few empowerment statements that will help you along the way before I give you some of the strategies. Some of the empowerment statements that I use myself, I've used to rekindle the flame in my life, especially for this year. God told me that 2013 is the year to get it done. Whatever it is you've been talking about, stop talking about it and do it. Get it done. You choose life every day. And life is meant to really, really be lived. God said that. Jesus said, "I came that you may have life and that life more abundantly." And so the moment that you tap into faith in God, you become successful. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It's what you speak of yourself. How do you say that you are? What do you say about you? Jesus always said, "Who do you say that I am?" Because he already knew who he was. So I'm saying to you, who do you say that you are? Know who you are. Choose life every day. Choose to live life to the fullest. Life is meant to be lived. And once you know better, you do better. We need to do better about the way we do our finances, the way we eat, the way we exercise, our health. We never want to tap into those things sometimes that require work. But if you want to get it done, and you got to do the work, you just got to do the work. Listen, You write your own check by the work you do on yourself. Remember that. You write your own check by the work you do on yourself. And you have to be accountable to you. A person that is not accountable to anyone is a danger to himself. If you're not accountable to you, if you're not accountable to the life that you live, you are a danger to your own self. And believe it or not, no matter how things are going, the life you want wants you. That life is out there just waiting on you to embrace it so that it can come in full circle. You have to work for the life that you want. You have to celebrate the journey of your life. Many of you say, my life has been in shambles, my life has been this, my life has been that. Let me tell you, celebrate the journey of your life. There is a celebration in you. There's a celebration in everything that has happened to you. That celebration is your elevation. You want to elevate yourself this year. We want to get it done this year. Even in your brokenness, continue to celebrate yourself. You can succeed and you still can lead even in your brokenness. Now, let's take a few steps and talk about a little bit about some empowerment strategies. I'm just going to stay with you just a few minutes today just so that we can just go over a few things, and then I'll be back with you on next Tuesday. We talked about rekindling the flame. One thing that you have to do, if you want to make your dreams come true, stop dreaming, wake up, and do something. Don't just talk about what you dream about. Do something about it. Make that dream a reality. Start somewhere. You can't go back and say, well, last year this and last year this happened and that happened. The past cannot be changed, forgotten, edited, or erased. It can only be accepted. I accept all the things that I did wrong last year, but I'm going to do something about them this year. I'm going to use those as a stepping stone to make me better because I know that the life that I want wants me. Now, first strategy, become transparent to yourself. Find out who you really are and what you really want. The biggest problem that I find in coaching people is that they don't really know themselves what they want because they really don't even know who they are. They haven't even revealed to themselves who they are. You cannot heal what you don't reveal to yourself. So the first thing you need to do is become transparent to yourself. We have been so busy putting masks on our faces to hide ourselves from people because we don't want people to know the real us when we don't really even know who we are. So we want to become transparent to ourselves. And then secondly, we want to begin with the end in mind. Start this year how you want to end up. If you want to end up prosperous, if you want to end up with a business, if you want to end up a different size, if you want to end up in a great way in December, then you look at the end and start there planning toward that end. How do you want the story to end this year in your life? Mission statement for your life is key. Mission statement for your life. Many people do not want to write. They feel like it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't do anything if you don't embrace it. If I write it down and close the book and put the book on the shelf, it does nothing for me. I need to write it down, place it on the mirror, look at it, say it over and over, get it in my system, put it in the car, put it on my workstation. My mission statement needs to be before me at all times. I need to be able to recite that in my own mind at any given time. And I believe in writing down your journey. I love it. I mean, I have people who say, I'm not a writer. I don't like journaling. And maybe you don't like to journal, but I think every now and then you need to just take a notepad, if nothing else, and just kind of write it down. Write down your journey. Maybe something you've been through lately. Write it down. Remind yourself by reading it back to yourself what you've been through. And then you know what you need to do to get back on track because you keep reviewing, this is what I don't want to do, or maybe this is the journey that I need to show me how to get to the next level. Get back to the basics. Get back to the basics in life. Start back with your self-values. Some of you maybe have got off track. You've lost your self-values. You've taken yourself out of your own comfort zone into a zone that was detrimental to you. And so, therefore, you need to get back to your self-values. Remember your mission. Once you have accepted your mission, once you have written it down, once it's etched in your mind. Don't forget the mission. In other words, stay focused. Don't lose focus. Then you need to declutter your life and your house. Declutter your life. Get rid of all those things, places, people, all that stuff that means you no good. All that stuff that pulls from you, takes the energy out of you. Get rid of it. Then clean your house. I mean, literally, clean your house. Clean your apartment. Clean up. Get your room clean. Get your room looking like a hotel room. Freshen it up. Clean up. There's nothing better than trying to rekindle your own energy by being in a beautiful place. Make it attractive that you want to come there. That helps you to have a great mindset. Then you may want to set new goals. Many times the goals that we have, they're so old and they're just laying there and we're still trying to work with them. Maybe we need to revise them and we need to set new goals. And don't be afraid that if I didn't make these goals, I failed. No, let's revise them, let's redo them, and let's get it done. Remember, 2013 is the year of getting it done. Then you might want to start something new and rethink your to-do list. Rethink your to-do list by starting something new. And when I say starting something new, refresh yourself. Do something a little different. It might be totally new, or it might be something that you're just revising your to-do list for life. People call it a bucket list. A lot of times people say, I'm going to write these things that I want to do before I kick the bucket. So that is something fun and exciting to do. Many people I know have created a bucket list, and they've already checked off some of the things that they wanted to do. Next, make time for yourself. The thing that we do is we run, we rush, we hurry. We never sit down and soak it all in and take time just for us. It's always for somebody else. Take time for yourself. And then don't forget to take one step at a time. Don't try to rekindle everything in January. What we do, we mess up, we go in January of the new year, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And by the end of the month, where we are now, we fail most of those things that we've told ourselves that we're going to do. Take one step at a time. And this one is crucial. Get rid of energy vampires. Get rid of them. There are people out there that suck the life out of you. You want to get rid of those people. Remember, your friends are the soil in which you grow. Then you want to find your passion. I find out that sometimes my passion is, I think it's dull because I've worked at it so hard. I just need to breathe new life into it. Breathe new life into that passion that you've been, that thing that makes you passionate that you've been working on, that thing that you would do every day and get up and do even if no one paid you to do it because you love it that much. That's your passion. Then, last but not least, accept where you are now. If you messed up, if you made a mistake, accept it and keep it moving. Well, that's all I have for you today. I just want you to know that this is 2013. Get it done. Make life count. Take off your mask, find out who you really are, and remember, never be afraid, because confrontation is the assassination to fear. Confront all your fears so that then all you have is the real you standing there, ready to rekindle your flame, ready to be on fire. And don't forget, this girl is on fire. I want you to be on fire, too. Thank you for listening. I love you. I bless you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And again, remember, when it's all said and done, transformation begins with you. Thank you. Go to our website, www.harvestgirls.com.